Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. And it's Friday, and I'm home, laying in bed. I finished work early because there was an early release day. And that was nice. I actually got to get home before it got dark. But it's so cold outside. It shouldn't feel as cold as it does, but with the wind chill, it just gets you down to the bone, and it's supposed to drop down into the single digits tonight, and we're supposed to get snow, I think, maybe 1 to 3 inches of snow. And my man-child called, or he called last night, and he texted this morning saying that just north of Dallas, and I think the Dallas area, everything's closed. He said it was like Christmas Day, and it took him 40 minutes to get to work, which normally it only takes like 10. I mean, he could walk to work in 20 minutes. But the ice storm is going through the country, and it should be hitting the, the eastern part of the country pretty soon, if not already. Oh my goodness. And I'm laying in bed because I took on this, not mantra, I don't know, maybe it is mantra, but the saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Back in 2005, I had a broken foot from my accident in 2004, and I didn't know my foot was broken, and I walked on it for about a year until one of the pieces broke off, cracked, and then I couldn't move my foot. It kind of lodged in there like a wedge. And anyway, the doctor looked at my other foot. Basically, it was a bone spur that had gotten broken. And through the course of time, the piece of bone moved. Anyway, he looked at my right foot and he said, I'll see you next year because you're going to need surgery on that foot. And I'm like, okay. And he says basically it was a preventative from, you know, something similar happening. And, you know, life happens. You just don't have time to be laid up for 10 weeks or more. And because I drive for a living, it would be longer, he said. But anyway, I've put it off going back to him, and I got a phone call back from him because I called last week, and he's booked till the end of the year, basically doing surgeries, and he doesn't have an opening until mid-January, and I think I've pushed my body to the point where it is now pushing back. And my eyes watered the last time it moved, and just the pain. And at the end of the day, you know, you sit down and your body starts to rest, and then you're like, okay, I'm going to move again. And your body's like, no, you're not. And you don't realize, it's times like this when I realize that, oh my gosh, what happens if I wouldn't be able to walk? How would I get around? How would I live? And then your mind starts screwing with you. Yeah. I just think I still don't have time for surgery until after my international guests come to visit and then they leave. Then I'll have the surgery, which would be about mid-June or so, a little after June, early June. I'm just hoping I can make it until then. Yeah. Boy, I think I overshot my mark on that one. So I think I'm going to just close my eyes and rest a while on Friday, December 6th, 2013. Laterness, people.